96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Monday, June 15th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be for today, right? Occurred during the weekend, and the word made me smile. So you know I had to chat GPT it. And to try to understand it properly, my ChatGPT program on my phone, right, it's geared towards the Bahamas. So every question, every definition, they tend to apply it to the Bahamas, sometimes the Caribbean, et cetera, et cetera. So I tend to like it. I tend to like it. The word I came across was polychronic culture. The Bahamas has a polychronic culture. And I'm wondering, and let me spell it to you, P-O-L-Y-C-H-R-O-N-I-C, just in case you want to go and Google it while I have this conversation. It's one of those words that we need to keep in our back pocket to bring about when we do critical analysis of the Bahamas in general, that we are a polychronic cultural place, that we do things peculiarly, right? And I'm trying to find a good definition. The opposite of polychronic is monochronic, by the way. The Bahamas is definitely not monochronic. United States, Belgium, Switzerland, one or two countries in Africa are definitely countries in the Middle, and not in the Middle East, because they're polychronic also. In the East, monochronic. And I'm going to give you a definition of it. And that's when I want you to call and engage me, because we have some problems. And the conversation today is, what is our problem? That's the Bahamas. So you can call in now, whilst I'm giving you some definition. What is our problem? Because we seem to be having some problems here. And I believe that if we don't identify what is our problem, we cannot solve and address the problem. And I believe our problem is our culture. I believe the problem that the Bahamas faces is our culture, and I believe that culture is that we have a polychronic, spelling it again so you can go and look it up, a P-O-L-Y-C-H-R-O-N-I-C culture. And I came across the word, and I Google it, and at first I get defensive, you know, because this is not necessarily bad. And then I realize we don't finish anything here. A friend of mine's father went to the hospital. Right? He had a stroke. This is not the hospital in New Providence. It's not Princess Margaret Hospital. It's in Grand Bahama. Right? He had a stroke. He went to the hospital, and his loved ones came to visit him. Right? Or went to visit him. They normally go and go there and wipe him off and do what loved ones do to their loved ones, right? When they're inside a hospital. So when they came to the hospital, they saw him. He was in the hallway. They were confused on why their loved one was in the hospital. And he was wrapped in a sheet, my word. But that's what he was wrapped in a sheet. Naked. Like, the nurse may have sponge bathed him and then left him in the hallway. But he was in the hallway by himself. Mind you, this man has a stroke, can't talk. No, disabled, handicapped. But he was in the hallway. And I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that because this situation is way too common. It's not just a one-off thing. Because sometimes one-off, you say, okay, we were in transit. I stopped to talk to somebody else. But the poor health care that we are receiving is chronic to us. This is habitual. This is what it is. And I saw in the newspaper they were mentioning that there's a shortage of medicine. And I was trying to understand, how is that possible, right, at the hospital? And I'm saying it's because we have a polychronic culture. And this is causing frustration in the country. This is why we are short of ambulance, short of fire trucks, even though they say they be in order from God knows when, and that we still short of things. This is why the roads aren't paved, because the systems do not work. And I'm trying to find out what is causing that. What is our problem? And until we identify what our problem is, address it. So polychronic refers to a way of managing time. This time management. A way of managing time where people handle multiple tasks at once and place more value on relationships and flexibility than on strict schedules. That's the Bahamas. We have 4, 5, 6, 7 dozen things, right? And there are things that should be priority. We say we need to fix that. We need to fix Princess Margaret Hospital now. But because we are polychronic, right, where people handle multiple tasks at once and place more value on relationships and flexibility than on strict schedules, when we hear people cry and said, there is an emergency or fire in Abaco, we stop fixing the talking about the hospital altogether. Stop that schedule and say that need to be fixed, and we concentrate on that and we press that on pause, and then we go and try out the fire. And some people say, but that's a good thing. We got to care about people. This is why we're good at tourism, because we are a service industry and we care about people. But time, we don't care about. This is why they call it, we on island time, Bohemian time. People at the hotel can't expect me to be to work at 11 o'clock. You should wait till 11:15. At 11:15, I'm late. So when 11:01, 11:02, and you say, man, I'm late, you should be glad I come into work. But then we say that because we are polychronic as a culture, right? In simple terms, a polychronic person or culture is multitask comfortably. That's the characteristic of it. We are able to multitask comfortably. Doesn't mind interruptions. And some people say, but that's a good thing. But when this happens, nothing gets done. And the conversation will lead on, is there any successfully run black nation? I'm going to call the Bahamas black, even though we peppered with different type of ethnic groups and races here. But the majority of us are black. And we're going to expand it to Africa. We're going to expand it to the Caribbean in terms of, do they have good roads? Is their hospital working? We can't keep the light on in the Bahamas. I mean, all of New Providence here and there was in darkness. And they call it growing pains. We've been in pain for more than 9 months. This childbearing thing ain't working. Some kind of strange, some breach. It's an emergency happening, but no one is taking it seriously because we are polychronic as a nation. It doesn't mind interruption, prioritize people over deadlines. See time as fluid rather than fixed. That's why we have cost overruns. $140 million be spent. And when you question it and say it is what it is, stop complaining about it. Right? The roads isn't paved yet because it is what it is. Right? Freedom of Information Act hasn't been enacted properly because the timeline isn't important. You should be glad that I talk about it and we can talk about it. It's not urgent. We can talk about it later. Right? And the opposite of this is, like I said, is monochronic, where people focus on one task at a time. Europeans tend to do that. They say they can build a bridge. The bridge is going to be built. If they're going to build a train from all of Africa, that's why they was able to build the train and connect all of Africa for their minerals and oil and resources, because they were monochronic and said this isn't going to be done. They didn't say the United States. And you look to see if we have any what I call black nations that have accomplished any mass feat like that by themselves. You start questioning. So a monochronic follows strict schedules, value punctuality and deadlines highly, right? Many Caribbean, Latin American, African cultures, including parts of the Bahamas, tend to lean more polychronic, where social interactions and adaptability are important in daily life. Friends, like friends. Nepotism, right? We know that we need a specialist, but we said, but my brother-in-law needs a job, therefore we do that personal thing and involve them in it, right? It's neither inherently, being monochronic or polychronic is neither inherently good nor bad. It depends on the situation. In the Caribbean, a polychronic culture can be real strength in some contexts and a limitation in others. Like I said, in tourism, being polychronic is awesome. When you have a lot of social ills inside the country, it'd be awesome. You see that we have a number of social ills here. We can't find housing. We have issues with education. So you find that our ministers are stretched doing 3, 4, 5 things. But at the end of it, nothing is actually completed. And I need to have that conversation. And this is what you call me. And I saw you call it. Forgive me. I was running a little bit. But I wanted to explain the word properly. And this will be the question that you could call in and answer if you want to call. The numbers are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. And, of course, if you're calling from the Family Island, it's 242-300-5720. And if you want to text and add to this conversation, the text line is 422-4796. We're talking about polychronic and monochronic cultures, and what is keeping us down? Why can't we have the light on? Why is the road so bad? Why the one traffic light in Abaco, the one traffic light in Abaco being down for months? No urgency to fix it. And it's because of our culture. And I'm saying that perhaps we are doing as good as it's going to get right now. It ain't getting no better than this because our situation is cultural. And in no way we know how to fix these things because we just don't know how to fix these things. Let's go to this first caller there, Kermit. Pastor's caller through as we talk about culture and what is wrong with us. What is our problem? What is it that we not identifying that we can't get to the next level? Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Master of none. That's where we're at.
Ain't finished nothing. Been building this house now for the past 20 years and ain't finished it yet. Yeah, that seems to be something that's pretty much ingrained in us.
And it seems to be like all black nations straight across the board.
Yeah.
It's not seeming to be us. And I'm concerned about it because I'm being racial about it, right? Mm-hmm. But I want an example of a nation that is saying, despite that, we're doing it. And I can't find none.
Can't find none. Well, you know, have you ever saw, mostly this happens with females, 4 females, all 4 of them talking, and they understand one another.
Mm.
I don't know how that happens, but I don't know how far back that go, whether that's a skill we had to develop, I don't know, but I like the trend you're on being a polychronic culture. And we seem to be comfortable with it. So let's keep going round in circles, man.
Yes, yes. And see, I had to define what the word is. And I'm not necessarily saying it's inherently a bad thing. Yeah. But it's not good for progress. See, did you see the word progress? Like how I slipped that in? It's not good for progress.
Why do you wear a watch? What is the purpose for wearing a watch when the people who you actually working for own the time? And you ain't realized that yet.
Mm.
You ain't realized there are some people who are born retired. I talking that born retired. Went to school with a lot of them. Until I had to wake up the hard realizing, gee, these people don't have to. I got to work.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So there's some people who can afford to just take forever to build a house because they're living in about six others.
Yeah.
They're good like that.
They're good like that.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate you.
All right.
We have passed the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, going on about 10 years now. Is it 10 years? Is it? It'd be being passed. The point is, but we're stuck around 10 years. It hasn't been enacted yet. Or has been enacted, it just haven't been fleshed out in terms of financing. That might be the right word there, right? And I say it hasn't happened because we have a polychronic culture. We're doing so many other things right now, and we are prepared to put that in the back burner. It isn't urgent. It isn't something that we're concentrating on. And mind you, the Progressive Liberal Party said already, they ain't concentrating on it. Whereas the Prime Minister, yes, they are concentrating on it, but the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, the Foreign Affairs Minister, smart, he has the gift of discernment. So when he hear other people saying something contrary to what he says, he just shake his head and say, "Identity." It is all now on who you believe more, me or the other fellow. But I didn't speak. It ain't happening no time soon because it's not on our agenda, right? And I am concerned. Every so often, the garbage man in my neighborhood comes late, right? He always make phone calls, and then he eventually shows up. It's all kind of things happens that could cause him to be late. Could be raining, and when it rains, things slow down. But when I had my stint in the United States, rain or shine, the garbage truck comes. It's not that they cannot come. When you call and say, "What happened to the garbage truck?" You say, "Well, it was raining today. Therefore, we need to be care about the people on the back of the garbage truck. We don't want them to get wet or slip, whatever it is." And because we have a polychronic culture, we are concerned with that. But now the delay has cost me money. In terms now, the garbage is overflowing. The dogs pull down the garbage, and I now to pick it up or spend time doing that or hire someone to do that. And I said, that is not progress at all. That's a hindrance. That's a burdensome. Right? So I wanted to bring that to the fore. I wanted to ask that question. What is it about us that is delaying us from being progressive in nature? Because something is definitely happening. Right? It's a case that I wanted to read also, which I believe the polychronic culture caused this case to be delayed, but it's finally gone to the Privy Council. I'll give you a synopsis because it's a long article. Let's see if I have it here. Yeah. It's a long article. I can see if I could read some of it. But it's a case about a Jamaican lady. This Jamaican lady was working at a bar, right? She's working at a bar and immigration had a raid. And she was detained, because this is a married lady, by the way. She had a Bahamian husband, whatever happening. But she was detained and went and became a ward of the state because she was arrested and said that she was here illegally for whatever it is. And she said, "No, I am I'm married. I'm supposed to be here, whatever it is." While she was being detained, a senior immigration officer took her out of custody, said she going with him. For whatever reason, she ended up at his place. She alleges that he sexually assaulted her. His defense was, she was released. She asked for a ride. And while she's asked for a ride, they came to an agreement where they did some things, but it's all consensual. Her lawyer argument is it can't be consensual because she was detained. She was a ward of the state. And while she's a ward of the state, no consensual thing could happen. She won, gone on appeal, and back and forth, gone so far that it ended up to the Privy Council. See, I have a problem with why gone that far, and this is why I think it's the polychronic culture. Because anyone, sensible lawyer, that advises to the government, to the immigration, should have known that once that woman was in custody, anything that happens to her, the state, the country is responsible. And he, the immigration officer, took advantage of that woman. But let me read some of it. And this is an editorial. Say, lessons to be learnt from the Claudia case. Claudia Edwards never got to see justice. Despite being in the Bahamas lawfully married to a Bahamian citizen since 2010, she was arrested on December 13th, 2014, at a bar where she worked and ended Carmichael Road Detention Center. She was taken from there by a senior immigration officer, Norman Bastian, who took her to his home, raped her, and kept her detained overnight, assaulted and raped her again the next morning. Despite her fear of the man who had brutalized her, she had the courage to speak up. She accused Bastian over the attack and also filed a civil suit. She never got to see the outcome. 7 years after the attack, she died in hospital, just a day after giving birth to a fourth child. She had caught COVID-19, becoming one of the victims of the pandemic. That was in June 2021. Despite Bastian's denial, the Supreme Court ruled in January 2023, falsely imprisoned, sexually assaulted, and battered Claudia after her estate continued with the civil action against her death. After her death, Senior Justice Indira Child said at the time that Bastian was on a frolic of his own when he deceived the acting director of immigration that he was taking the plaintiff to verify her correct address. She added, his unauthorized acts of sexual assaulting and battering the plaintiff was not within the course of his employment and or sufficiently close to make it right and just for the employer to be held liable under the principle of natural justice. Thursday, the Privy Council ruled that Bastian was not the only one liable for injustice suffered by Claudia. 11.5 years on from the day she was arrested, it was ruled that the government was also to be held responsible for all that she suffered. The arrest was deemed unlawful from the very start, with the police having no reasonable cause to suspect Claudia of any immigration offense. She was working where she was supposed to be. She had her spousal permit when she was arrested, yet still she was arrested, locked up, and put in the path of a predator in uniform. The president of the Human Rights Bahamas, Stephanie Sinfleur, pointed up the long-running injustice when she said the government then spent 11 years and untold public funds fighting her instead of compensating her. Justice has finally been done, but Claudia did not live to see it. That is a stain on our country that no damage awarded can remove. Claudia even had to defend herself in court with Bastian's attorney, Wayne Monroe, QC, now the Attorney General, seeking to poke holes in parts of her story. attacking evidence concerning the date she said she arrived in the Bahamas and where she said she lived in the time she got married. All that despite having documentation that the Privy Council all these years later show she should never have been detained in the first place. Even if there had been some reason, there was no reason for her to become the victim of rape by an officer in uniform who was supposed to doing his duty to the nation, not exploiting those in his charge. Claudia should be a life that should be celebrated. After her death in 2021, we wrote her off. No, after Claudia should be a life that should be celebrated. After her death in 2021, we wrote of her in this column that she was described by those who knew her as energetic, committed, kind, patient, dedicated, and bubbly. She went from teaching herself to read properly to earning a bachelor's degree and then a master's degree. She launched her own business, Claudia's Nails. She promised then that we promised then that we would continue to monitor the case closely and report the outcome. The outcome is still not done. Human Rights Bahamas has ready to issue a full public apology as well as to commit an independent review of the arrests and detention practices under the Immigration Act. We must make sure that no more women suffer the plight that Claudia experienced. Human Rights Bahamas also wants the government to tell the public how much the legal fight against Claudia has cost, a fight the government rather than seeking to compensate Claudia from the start. There is also a call for new statutory safeguards for women and vulnerable people in custody to prevent future predators from acting the way that Bastian did. And finally, there will be a ruling on how much damages are payable to Claudia's family, but that there is any amount that could truly compensate for the loss of such a vibrant woman and the pain and suffering she was forced to endure, both from the man who attacked her and legal opposition she had to withstand. Claudia's story is not over. What she experienced should be taken to heart by government. We should hear today what the government intends to do and what measures have been taken already to prevent the mistreatment suffered by Claudia from happening to another. We must learn the lesson from this case. Claudia may well not have seen the outcome of a legal fight, but it must not have been in vain. Claudia may not have seen justice, but the greatest injustice will be if there is no change to stop this from ever happening. I'm praying for Claudia's family, her husband. Imagine what he had to deal through, when the type of things they accused just that woman of, when she said she was forcefully detained by the immigration officer. They could say all kind of things with that woman, and her husband had to deal with it. Not to mention her three children. Not to mention that the fourth child would never get to meet their mother, right? To know that from the beginning, we know that the officer in charge took her from the immigration officer, and in his charge, he assaulted her in some way, which he basically said he did, but he said it was consensual. But we know that it can't be consensual because she was a ward of the state. And our government decided to fight it. And we fought it all the way to the Privy Council. And the Privy Council said, man, this is an open and shut case. She shouldn't have been locked up in the first place. Not detained in the first place. Not to be subjected with all those accusations in the first place. Now we owe the woman some money. Now we wait to see what's the final amount of money her family's going to get, because she ain't getting nothing, right? And to see if our government will object to how much money the court say she deserve or her family deserve. And I still boil down to some kind of polychronic culture, right? no concern about time, no concern about fulfilling and completing one thing. We all over the place. And there's a concern. I'm trying to find out, why are we acting the way we act? Why aren't things working like it should be working, right? Another display of a polychronic culture, right? A headline. The countdown to 53 years of independence continues. Last week, representatives from across the various sectors came together to advance planning efforts for our upcoming independence celebration through collaboration, innovation, and shared commitment to national pride. Important discussions were held to ensure this year's observance reflect the rich culture, history, and spirit of the Bahamian people. Stay tuned as we celebrate the spirit, resilience, and pride of the Bahamas. They're talking about our 53rd Independence Day celebration. The reason why I have a problem with it, and I'm saying that this has to be part of our polychronic culture, is on the 50th anniversary, the person who is declaring the 53rd Independence Celebration and the countdown and the preparations being done did a yeoman's job. I mean, it was breathtaking, the 50th anniversary, Independence Celebration anniversary. Millions of dollars were spent. Millions of dollars. There was no budget. They spent the money. But they also promised to bring the budget to the people to explain what all was spent. 3 years later, nothing. Silence. We asked about it again and again, and they look at us, and we look at them, and they look at us, and they look at them, and they look at us, and we look at them, saying, okay, just present the report. It got to be a report and say how much money you spent. And we're met with silence. And again, we have to see in person, going to have a next party. I assume it's going to be the same results. And we can take it, because this is what we do. This is our culture and who we are as a people. And I say, sometimes I get vexed that I just complain. The listening audience don't complain. Nobody calls in and complain. We cheer them on and say, you're doing a good job. Do it to us again and again and again. But something wrong. I have some text before I read this next piece I wanted to bring up to us. Is, good morning, 53rd. I have a problem with, we have not yet get the budget on it. So hell with them and the 53rd. Guess we stupid. I guess the text is talking about the same 50th anniversary. And now we're talking about the 53rd celebration, right? Not polychronic, just in the inability to manage and lead. It's a headship issue. And that might be true, Texter, but I'm thinking all of the Bahamas has the same issue. And where there is limited success in various places, I would say, and I would put the charge to you, that there is some outside entity that polices the black people there who managing the successful entity. Please let the public know whose decision it was to challenge the order in favor of Claudia, not just broadly the AG. Who gave him that advice, and why was it in the public's interest? It is not our culture; it's preservation or perversion. Less than 50% of the electorate vote this administration back in. The point is, they back in. So I'm not sure what you're going back and forth that somebody did not vote. Somebody vote. The person who did not vote didn't want to vote, and they may never vote again. So I don't count them. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio, AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Call you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well?
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Yuri, the difficulty I have is, not to say that the Bahamian people have not. Well, let me narrow it down. There are many Bahamians who have been asking for accountability and transparency, especially as it pertains to our last independence celebration. You know, I would have thought that the government would have found it fit, or the persons responsible in that ambit would have found it fit to ensure that we get a line-by-line itemized listing of how our monies have been spent, how much was spent for fireworks, how much was spent for entertainment, how much was spent for this, and how much was spent for that. But unfortunately, it seems as if we just accept the foolishness, and we do not demand accountability. You know, we are still reeling from what was spent from the last independence celebration, what was spent from the last Christmas stuff, and we still don't have that information. I thought this was supposed to be a government of transparency. But, you know, we play with these words, and it seems as if no one is really taking this thing as serious as we would think that they should have. You know, Bahamian families are struggling financially, and these monies are just being spent, well, let's put it like this, frivolously, as the word was used recently. And there is no proper accounting for anything. If it was their money, I'm pretty sure that they would want one person to account. But it's our money, and we have the right to know how our money is being spent. But thanks for taking my call, Brother Newry. Continue the great job.
Pleasure, Jeff. The other day, I had a meeting with a NGO leader, and she was telling me stories about this lady who sleeps at the airport now because there's no place for her to go, right? And she told a story about how she went to social services because the authorities there called her and asked her if she have any bedding for where this lady can go. She said, no, she doesn't have any place at this present time, but she'll go to her various agencies that she works with, partner with, to see if they have any space. So she went to social services first, and she went right here on Wolf Road to the great mission to Candy there. And all of them said, no, they don't have space. In fact, they piling up people on top of each other and squeezing people in. So this lady has to remain on the street for whatever, how long. And they're trying to basically, they were renting some, they call it a motel type thing. And they find out that that's getting expensive in terms of how much money it is, right? And I'm saying that this housing has been in crisis for a while in terms of, they heard the rumors of people being living on the beach for a while. This is nothing new, right? This has now settled onto us. The stench has now settled onto us as it is a thing in the Bahamas. You have women who have no place to live at night. They walk the street, they go in the wash house and sit there all night and try sleep in the washhouse. Or they go to the gas station if they have a car and park out into a busy gas station and they sleep the night, and then they use a restroom there to tidy up themselves. This is a thing in the Bahamas now. One would assume that someone would have solved it by now. Say, well, since we have this issue, it is urgent that we do some mass building of some places now. 10, 20, 30, 5, 40 units now, that within 5 years, we should have had this solved. But again, because we have this polychronic culture, nothing has been built yet. It is what it is. Let's take a quick break here. Caller, I see you. We can take a quick break, caller. If you want to hang up right now, and soon as we come back on the next side, the call is yours, right? We need to identify what our problem is in order for us to address it and solve it. Because what is happening in the Bahamas don't look good. We brag, but we ain't doing good, no. We ain't doing good. We ain't got a good hospital. We ain't got a good fire services, nor good ambulance services. I concern. I wonder if you concern. We'll be right back.
See her poor eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, ma, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops.
Game time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
To the world, he is your dad. He is the world. Shower your dad with love with a gift from Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, Friday, June 9th through Saturday, June 17th. Save 20% off selected tool sets, luggage, and fishing, diving, and camping gear, except on net items. Shop at Kelly's House and Home on Saturday, June 8th. On the lucky spot, you could win a gift basket for dad. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Shop Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, June 9th through 17th. Happy Father's Day from Kelly's House and Home.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we had a caller who is waiting patiently. Let's see if the caller is still there before we move on. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Is that gentleman who was talking about the lady who died with the immigration and the police? Do we have a phone number I can get, please?
You want to get the phone number of the lady or, I mean,
no,
or the lady?
The man who was talking about the lady who the immigration does assault.
Okay.
I want to ask him a question, too.
Go ask a question. Go ahead.
This is the main line.
This is the main line. You're on the radio. You're live.
Oh, okay. I want to know, how long does an industrial accident last? If you had an industrial accident on the job, if national insurance is supposed to stop paying you when they send you to their doctor, and say that your ankle is only injured 80%, and national insurance don't pay for 80%, and they took all the from me. They took the $200 back from me, what they gave me for people who get injured, and I had them in the industrial court, and they won the case. I got nothing, and I still crippled.
My Lord.
I wanted to talk to... I saw that man was a lawyer. I want to ask him a question. How long does this... do they have to pay you all? Because they sent me to their doctor. And I went to their doctor, and I'm not going to call their doctor name.
Mm-hmm.
And their doctor told them that my ankle is only 50, 80% injured, and national insurance don't pay that. And I couldn't walk, and they gave me $200 more on the $300 what they was giving me. And after 2 years, they took the $200 back from me. And I had injured in the hotel. I went to walking in the hotel, and the bacon was fat was on the floor. I didn't see when I went in the kitchen, and I slipped down. And they take it away from me. And I wondered if I was supposed to still be getting paid or that it stops right there.
Ma'am, you need to go to one of those legal clinics. I'm trying to get a number for you. The legal clinic. It's like they tend to, say, represent you for free. I'm trying to get a number. I just text somebody to get
okay.
It's called Legal Aid Clinic. And
okay.
You go there and explain your issue.
All right.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they should be on West Bay Street, right across the road from the Point.
The Point Hotel.
Yeah,
oh.
You know where we started with that Greek community. If that's the last place I remember them being there.
That's by Sanders Beach, right?
No, you're too far. You come back to like where McDonald's is, by Bay Street.
Hotel.
You picture.
I don't know where the-
Okay, picture Bay Street.
Uh-huh.
You're on Bay Street, and now you're making that bend to go to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Legal Aid Clinic should, if that's the last place I knew it was, the Legal Aid Clinic is right there. As soon as you make the bend to go to...
Okay, somewhere by Kentucky, eh?
No, someplace near McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's. Okay,
and British Colonial, British Colonial Hotel.
Okay, I'll ask someone to show me. Thank you very much.
But to continue to listen, I'm hoping that someone texts me. If they text me, I'll say, in fact, go on hold and give Kermit your number. You have a cell phone number, right? You're sharing up? Okay, if you could call back. And if the person texts me, call back, and then I'll get that information from you where the Legal Aid Clinic is. And what you do is you go there. I mean, and tell people to come and sit the case, and they give you legal advice on what to do in the steps. And they will be able to look over all of your paperwork and ascertain what you can do, what's your next step to do. And I'm very unfortunate that you're going through what you're going through. It's clear that you're still injured. National Insurance have their policy on how long they pay you for, how much they pay you. Yeah, there's such a thing that you go to their doctor to make sure things go how it is, and the doctor determines whether you deserve more time or not, right? This text says, we can't keep the light on in the Bahamas. Government idea of progress and continued progress. Well, that's what the people voted for on May 12th. So there should be no complaints. Just take it and shut up. And the person will have LOL. But the truth is, whoever did win the government is going to go through the same thing. Because the problem is not a particular political party, but it's all Bahamians. It's our culture. Our culture is flawed. Something is wrong with us, and we need to identify what is our flawed culture, or it will continue to happen. So it's not that it's one political party that is doing this. It's all the political parties, all the Bahamians. If you a new political party coming right now, it's exact same thing will happen because the problem is us. Let's go to the next caller there. Kermit, let's connect this person right here. Guardian Radio AM, you live? Go ahead, caller. You live? Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And this is truly one of the subjects that concerns me the most is the lack of care for the homeless. And the growing numbers and women sleeping, even at Christmas, at any season, at Easter, where we could, the population, the religious population, I don't know what they're doing. But I did see that the Constitution guarantees the protection of every Bahamian citizen, because I wanted to know if homeless persons had legal rights, if they are, I mean, we did say that no Bahamian shall ever be a slave again, or be treated in certain ways, and it's in our face. So I was wondering if we could, if it's possible to request our government to put into place protective laws for the homeless.
Laws exist.
Before they end up on the street permanently, that there's some sort of a a break on that fall, you know.
But we have that. It's just not big enough. Now,
well,
the issue is, I believe
the numbers
we need to tax more. We need to tax Bahamians who have the money. And the middle class need to pay more to take care of the poor. That's what needs to happen.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's so much taxes as it is the heart to
we have
treat
the heart.
Everyone as a human.
No. We have it already.
The heart, the desire.
No. We have it. We have the desire. We just don't do it. All of us.
Well,
and I'm not blaming the government. I can say it's me. It's you. You do not have the heart to make it happen. The
responsible. I talk to them.
That's not working. Stop talking.
Stop talking and do.
It have to be you. It have to be me. And once you start blaming other people, it stop. That's where the Pauly chronic come in right there.
It's not about blaming. It's about a structure that could be put into place just as we did, it's just an infrastructure, you know, like in England, Prince William decided there would be no more homelessness within a certain region, and they're doing an incredible project. It's not just about having a roof. It's about being accompanied and being helped back into a normal living.
And I would agree, challenge that, and say the problem is not... The problem is us, me and you. We are not doing it. And until we take the responsibility and say, I am not doing it, and that's why it doesn't exist, talking ain't
gonna
help.
I don't understand your answer, Mr. Nuri, on this one, because an individual cannot legislate laws and cannot create an infrastructure, home. I think it's something that can be put out there and see if Bahamians would pick it up and lobby for it to happen.
And we're not prepared to lobby for it.
And it has to be a non-for-profit or a government. It cannot be...
It's someone to lobby the government. We need...
You know that lobby is not an individual. You know that.
We need someone who can inspire more people to do it. And until
so
that person,
why we're having this conversation.
This what
that
I call this
conversation. About it?
This conversation we're having now,
yes.
I call these kind of conversation idle, because we aren't prepared to do it.
I don't know if you're exact, because we don't know who's hearing this and how this will what this will trigger.
We've been
you
talking about
saying?
This now
Let's
for 50, 60,
and the
70,
and
80,
trigger.
90. 100 years we've been having poor people out there.
Yes,
the poor is with us.
You know, Sister Teresa came out of nowhere. She hadn't a penny, but she had something. She had God's grace. We don't know how it will happen. But if in our hearts we really want to see people cared for, that wish will eventually manifest as a person, as a law, as an NGO, but we can't just keep beating ourselves down for what we don't do.
I agree with you. Saying something
doesn't create. Creation comes from wishing and wanting something.
It sounds like you are saying that we need to fast and pray to make it happen. And if you believe,
wish it to happen.
If you believe in fasting and praying to make it happen,
I did not mention fasting or praying. I mentioned a desire. Anything, when our ancestors desired freedom, they weren't fasting and praying, okay? They had this deep faith and this will to be free.
And
so
that
is how things happen in the world. You need to have a strong desire and the will. God will grace the will with somebody.
And I don't believe God will grace it. I don't believe God will grace it. I really don't believe God will do it. I hear you. But until we do it, until we claim it for ourselves to say, I could be the difference, I can be that one, I can solve the issue, it ain't gonna happen. We like talk a lot, but it ain't happening because of our culture. And our culture is what the cost is. Okay, so I got the information about for the lady. The building is at the old City Market building on Rosetta Street, Palmdale. But if you call and leave your number with Kermit for me, I'll get you a contact there where you could go there and ask for help. And again, it's at the old City Market building on Rosetta Street, Palmdale. And that person, the persons there were able to assist you were getting some legal advice on what to do. So I hope that helps. Okay. This text says Eugene DePuch Law School Legal Aid Clinic, and the number is 322-5943. That's 322-5943. Or you can also write legalaid@edls.edu.bs. That's legalaid@edls.edu.bs. And this text says, my God, a woman talking about Mother Teresa. Not a good reference, but okay. Let's see, any more text there. CA, it's not free. They charge $25 to see them, and then they only give you advice. Then you have to go and hire a lawyer. There's hardly no pro bono lawyers in the Bahamas, and they are opposite the hot dog lady on Rosetta Street where the old city market is. Thank you very much, Dexter. It says, sir, why don't you lead by example instead of being hard on the lady? Well, I ain't doing it. I just saying, if she won't do it, I ain't doing it. So thank you very much for the suggestion. I just say, I ain't doing it. I'm busy trying to save my family. I broke and busy. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.